Today we rejoice in hearing the account of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 with the loaves and fishes. It is a beautiful day of remembrance for us. And we hear in the gospel account that Jesus knew what he would do. And so as the people have come to hear the word of God, have come for healing, now it's time for their provision that they be fed. And Christ turns to the disciples and asks, "Where are we going to buy bread that these may eat?" And Philip answers, "Well, even if we had all this money, it wouldn't be enough." And it's Andrew that does come with the little boy's lunch of the 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. And Christ takes that little offering, and in the divine economy, he multiplies it out for provision. And everybody there eats their fill, and there are even leftovers, 12 baskets full of leftovers. So this shows what God will do. Jesus, brings it to the disciples' attention that they don't have the wherewithal, but he knows what he's going to do. Now, if you want to put yourself in their situation, you're probably planning to figure out something to eat on Thursday this week. It's Thanksgiving Day. Maybe you're having company. Maybe you're going somewhere. But imagine that you're, preparing whatever you're preparing for, and now there are going to be 5 more guests at your table. What are you going to do for their provision? How are you going to arrange for that? It's going to take some logistics, right? Now let's multiply that by 1,000. You can see the bewilderment of the disciples. But they have enough faith in Christ that they do hand to him that little boy's lunch and see what he's going to do. So they have faith. The Lord knows what he's doing. They have faith in him. And then he shows the miracle. Now the next day after that miracle, people that had been the recipients of that generosity and had eaten their fill, they came and found Jesus on the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And they were hungry again. Because just like Thanksgiving dinner doesn't last until Friday after Thanksgiving, they needed some more food. And so they found him again, and they suggested to him that he do another miracle of food, another food miracle. They say to him, "Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness and are fed. What sign do you show us that we may believe?" And at that point, Jesus does reveal something greater of the kingdom of heaven. And we see that with the God of surprises, who over time, in his good time, will reveal greater things. And so Jesus reveals to them a greater thing. You've had that food that perishes. Now seek that food that endures unto eternal life. And that is food that I will give you. Oh, evermore give us this food. And it reveals to them the greater picture, that he will give to them the bread of heaven. And the bread that he will give is his body. And that he will give for the life of the world. And that if they will eat his body and drink of his blood, they will have eternal life. And he will raise them up at the last day. The greater truth is revealed, and there are some who cannot see it, who will not accept it. They don't understand it. And so they recoil. They're offended at this. Isn't this the Jesus we know? We know his mother, Mary. We know his father, Joseph. We know his brothers and sisters. How can this man say, as they murmur amongst themselves, how can this man say that he will give us his flesh to eat? And they were offended. They wouldn't follow him anymore. Now, Jesus was unequivocal in his statement. He didn't change it for them, even though they were offended. He didn't soften it. He didn't, withdraw his statement. He stated it again. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Well, some left him at that time. They would no longer follow Christ. He turns to his disciples and asks, will they also leave him? And Peter, spokesman amongst them, says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And so you see the faith of the apostles at this juncture. They don't know how they're supposed to partake of the body and blood of Christ, but they follow Jesus anyway. They don't understand him, but they trust him. And this is an important lesson for us. God knows what he's doing. We need a little faith. We trust him. We follow, even though we can't understand. There are some people who will insist that if they cannot fit God within the tiny confines of their rational mind and understand him, they will not follow. And that's like the ones who leave him that day. They decide not to follow. But I'll suggest to you that we have faith in a lot of things, right? How many of us can explain internal combustion engines, but we drive our car? I mean, there's a lot of things we don't understand, but we believe it's going to work. You know, we don't understand all the intricacies of the motherboard on our computer, but we turn it on and we log on, right? Well, we have a little faith on those tiny things. The disciples, they show faith in the one who has come amongst them, the truth incarnate, the one who knows all things, the one who says he knows what he's doing. And so they follow him. So they don't understand him, but they follow him. And that is where we see the faith of the apostles. They follow Christ. And then, in God's good time, because Jesus knows what he's doing, he himself knows what he will do, in due time, he then reveals to them how it is that they are to partake of his body and of his blood, that they may have eternal life, and that he may raise them up at the last day. He shows that to them at the Last Supper. At the Passover rite, he takes that ancient ritual, he elevates it to the sacramental level. It will now become a means of grace. And he says, "This bread, which he has broken, take and eat. This is my body." And he takes the cup, the wine in it. He says, "Now drink of this cup. This is my blood." And so there is now the offering that Christ has made, the consecration, now the reception of grace. This is how they are to partake of his body and blood, that he may raise them up at the last day. He's revealed to them, and they carry it on. That Lord's Supper, which he instituted, becomes the central act of Christian worship, and they continue in the fellowship and the breaking of bread on the Lord's Day after his glorious resurrection, after he's died for our sake, after he's risen from the dead, after he's ascended into glory. After the coming of the Holy Spirit, the church gathers on the Lord's Day, the day of his resurrection, with a central act of Christian worship, which is to participate in the Lord's Supper. And now this is carried on through the ages. This is what we're doing this morning. We are now given the means of grace and the hope of glory in what Christ has established for us. This is how we partake of his body and of his blood, that we may be raised up at the last day. And it requires a little bit of faith. We have to trust that Christ knows what he is doing. And so we come in faith. Now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. We don't try and understand all things at once. We will allow God to reveal them to us in due time. Right? It's faith that comes first, then the understanding. St. Augustine, faith illuminates reason. We don't demand that we understand it first before we believe on it and receive it. The understanding will come later, and we trust that God will show it to us when we're ready. For he knows all things, he knows what he's doing, and we believe him. So I know it's hard sometimes to make the Lord's Supper the priority. To assemble on the Lord's Day and to partake of the sacrament, it's hard to prioritize that. There's a lot of competition for our time, a lot of things we could be doing. There are a lot of things vying for our attention. It's hard to make that the most important thing. But we will find that if we follow in faith and show up at this sacrament, God will work in us that which is his pleasure, our sanctification, and our glorification. He will do the sanctifying work. That's not something we may totally understand. We may not see how it's happening. We may wish it happened faster than it's happening. But God is doing his work. He knows what he's doing. We follow in faith. In this life, sanctified by what he is giving to us in the means of grace. And preparing for the marriage supper of the Lamb. For God intends for each of us that we be raised up from the dead and join him at the festival of the great wedding feast of heaven. So may God establish us in that faith. May he bless us in this practice. And may we be made ready for the joys of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.